Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
It's always a matter of inches that separates a king from a dunce. This is Archansky with Wednesday Sports Notebook. I'm a little amused by the amount of hoo-ha still surrounding LeBron James and his second straight NBA championship with the Miami Heat. We see it all the time in sports where inches make the difference between wearing a crown and crying in your beer. How many golf tournaments have been lost by a putt that rimmed out, or big baseball games that turned on a bang-bang call, or football games lost by a drop pass? James was just as close to being the GOAT as he was to reaffirming his title as the king of basketball. If you recall a sixth game against San Antonio at Miami, it was clearly more than what the Spurs didn't do with a five-point lead and barely a minute to play than what Miami did do to tie the score and eventually win in overtime. James, in fact, missed the three-point attempt that looked like it sealed the game and would have made for a miserable offseason for everyone in the Heat camp. San Antonio coach Greg Popovich had Tim Duncan on the bench for some reason, as weak rebounding big man Chris Bosh got the offensive board and found the smart and savvy Ray Allen retreating to the right corner. Sure, Allen still had to make the shot to send the game into OT, but any Spur grabbing Bosh when he came down with the ball, or even Allen as he was running out to the three-point line, and very likely the Spurs win their fifth title instead of suffering off-season heartbreak. Carolina's Danny Green probably wins the NBA Finals MVP after hitting the most threes in the championship series. Green still has the record, but he will be just as remembered for shooting poorly in the last two games and committing costly turnovers when he was double-teamed and tried to dribble a pass out of it. The confidence Green would have carried into next season will now become doubts in the public eye over whether he can hang with the Spurs in the long run. That's so narrow the margin between victory and defeat in sports. Carolina can't seem to win the College World Series despite six visits in 8 years. Yet the very first time the Tar Heels were there, they had a 5-0 lead midway through the closeout game and committed some errors that probably haunt Mike Fox to this day. Yes, LeBron remains king, but in my book, he was mighty lucky to be kissing that trophy again. This is Archansky. See ya.